Who's a cheater? Anybody cheating tonight? Where are the infidels at? Oh, wait, all goddamn night. Who is doing it? Show some spine. All right, cool. No cheaters. I don't cheat. I've been with my wife for 17 years. Never cheated. I think that's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. No, I deserve that reaction. Absolutely. 17 years. Never cheated. Pretty good.
Very good.
17 years. Never cheated. Pretty good. Also never been offered, so it's pretty easy. I would... try it. If anybody's interested, I'll leave. I'll just stop. I'll get off the stage right now. Let's do it, man. No, I'm not trying. Even if I was trying, it wouldn't make a difference. It's over. I've been out of the game for 17 years. That's a lot of rust. I was terrible when I was in the game. It's done. How? What do you even do? I really don't like when guys my age talk about cheating and they're like, the hardest part would be the guilt. No, it would be the seduction. You, you arrogant prick. What? How? In order to be guilty, we have to seduce someone. That is insane. I haven't even seduced my wife yet. How do you do it? I'm too scared. It's really scary stuff. I like documenting how things change in a long-term relationship. Nothing changes more than the movie-watching situation. It's pretty funny, right? I have a buddy. He's my age, but he's in a new relationship. And he's talking. He's sharing stories as if we're at the same point. He was talking about movie night. He's like, we had movie night. You know how that goes, movie night. Watch 5 minutes, start making out immediately. Like, we've been together for 17 years, man. We're watching that movie, start to finish. Are you out of your mind? We're not even watching the movie. We're just on our phones while the movie plays in the background, accusing the other one of not being present for the movie that I'm not watching either. We're not making out, though. That's disgusting. That's my wife, buddy, okay? Show some respect when you talk about my wife. We share the same last name. That's incest. I'm not going to jail, all right? I like that we're at a point in society where as guys, we can just like openly admit we love our wives without being called gay or something. That's a nice development. I'm not here to just point the finger. I think that's something we all do too much of and we don't hold ourselves accountable for how we've been a part of the problem. Like I know I have, and hopefully you can just acknowledge, do better. I grew up in that dumb era, and I was part of it, that dumb era where we called everything gay. Shut up. Don't lie. I'm Canadian, and we did it. I know you did it in America. Shut up. Don't clench your glutes. You're like, I'm not down here. We wouldn't dream of intolerance in America, the land of freedom, guns, and acceptance. Shut up. I've been called gay by Americans because I'm Canadian, so just shut up. Unbelievable. I'm not condoning it. It's really bad. It's ignorant. I feel really bad for the actual gay kids it impacted. I'm just being honest. That didn't stop us from calling everything gay. Everything. Didn't even have to be people. Concepts were also gay. Ideas, gay, thoughts. Gay as the night is long. Right? Someone would be like, hey, man, you want to go swimming? And the other guy's like, nah, swimming's gay. And everyone's like, perfect reason to not go swimming. Absolutely. Yeah, well thought out, well researched, articulate, better steer clear. A couple alpha male 8-year-olds like us, we have an image to maintain on these streets of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. We can't possibly partake in cuckery like swimming. Are you out of your mind? We're such hypocrites. Just no self-awareness. So much irony, because literally all we would do is go around calling everything gay. And then that same night, have a sleepover. Like, what are we doing? That's crazy. That's the most romantic thing I've ever done in my life. Almost 2 decades with my wife. Nothing even close romantically to a sleepover with the boys, honestly. Because really, all we're saying to each other is, I like being with you so much. Even when I sleep, I want to be next to you. I really do. I want to just pass out from fellowship with you tonight. You know? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's really sweet. It's endearing. I wish I could have expressed anything like that as a guy growing up, but you can't. I would get called gay at a sleepover if I said goodnight. Be at a sleepover with a bunch of dudes, be like, goodnight, guys. They'll be like, oh my God, don't be gay. That's what made this gay. I hope you rest for a few hours and now it's gay. What? What about the rest, man? What about the buildup? What about where we are? We're in our boxers, sleeping in the same waterbed. What about that? We're 14. Gonna be side by side, hard as rocks for the next 8 hours. Cutting diamonds. Painful puberty erections. Look at me when I say that, sir. Bursting at the seams. But you had to screw it up, boy, saying goodnight like a Nancy boy. This was alpha male stuff before. It's a couple bulls in the woods, you know, locking horns. We might. I don't know. One wrong rollover, we might be clapping each other in 20 minutes. I don't know, dude. That was then. I'm trying to improve, you know. I live in Brooklyn now, progressive. I have never cheated on my wife, but if I do, it's going to be with a guy. That's for sure. Oh, yeah, she's a no-doubter, bud. I'm just saying, optically, that's kind of the only choice, right? 2025, pretty much. It's 2025. Like, get with the times. Evolve. It's 2025. I feel like at this point, if you're not bi, a little homophobic, honestly. Don't you guys think? A little bit. You're not? Okay, Adolf. Jesus. It's embarrassing. Read a book. Take a cock, man. Holy hell. Be the change. Gandhi's words, not mine. Just be like Gandhi. That was the full quote. I'm kidding about that. I don't know if I actually am kidding about the optics. I think that would probably be fine, right? Like, if I cheat on my wife with a woman, I think people would be like, what a monster. That's crazy. That's violence. He hates women. How selfish can you be in a monogamous marriage? Have sex with someone else? That's disgusting. But if I just got piped by a dude, we'd all be like, I underestimated Henry. Holy hell, wow. What an ally. Let's go. Overcame his toxic marriage, finally do some good. Heed the word of Gandhi, you know? I think transphobia is a huge waste of time. I feel like catcalling is bad. I feel bad for women when I see you get catcalled. I feel bad when I catcall you myself, but I do. Without exception, because I am an alpha male, as we've established, and that's the law of the jungle, right, boys, huh? Dogs gotta eat, right? Are you gonna start barking or what? Where are all the dogs at? Let's all start barking, guys. It's a bunch of beta cucks in the crowd. It's unbelievable. That's the disconnect. I understand now. I understand what I'm dealing with. A point I'm trying to make, though, is with being progressive, I do understand when people think there's disingenuous inconsistencies and stuff. I get it, you know? Like, there's online catcalling. A woman will post a selfie on Instagram, and if anybody's like, oh my god, what I would do, look at that ass, leave her alone, man. Don't objectify her. And that's the right idea. Shouldn't objectify women. Also, women are women. That includes trans women. So it is kind of weird that a trans woman will post a selfie on Instagram and everyone's like, oh my god, boner alert, anybody? Look at those knockers, man. What I would do to that ass. We're all like, that's a pretty good guy. You want to talk about being on the right side of history? This guy objectifies trans women, yeah. What an ally. That's incredible how much he objectifies trans women. So don't catcall, but if we're being honest, there's a very progressive loophole here. Right? Catcall, say whatever it is you're going to say. And if she looks upset, just be like, my bad, swear to God, thought you were trans. I think I'm a progressive guy. Don't know if I will be much longer, honestly. It's not even because my politics are changing, it's just the world's changing. I think that's how it goes. When you're a white person trying to be on the right side of history, you are. Then a few decades pass, you're not anymore. And I'm a white person, a dark white. I feel pretty good about that, if I'm being honest, I think. Yeah, I do. Pasty, translucent whites, I like to distance myself, quite frankly. Often non-white people will ask me if I'm not white, and it feels phenomenal, and I don't feel bad about saying that at all. Brightens my day every time. A black dude recently asked me if I was Venezuelan. I was like, honestly, this means more than my wedding vows ever possibly could have. Thank you. I do get in my head, though, of like, what's going to make me the crusty old angry white guy that's mad all the time? I don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. That guy sucks, but the guy's everywhere. How do you become him? Just always, just, pounding your thigh all the time. Nothing's happened. I'm afraid of being that guy. What would make me that guy? And I think, honestly, I know. I think it's robots. It's happening, baby. AI, robots are here. Cyborgs, they're coming. I'm not making this up. This is true. Some people are already advocating for robot rights. Yes. Horrifying. That's what's going to do it. That's what's going to make me the crusty old angry white guy. Because what if I have a daughter or something, and in like 30 years she's coming home, tell me how she's marrying a mandroid or something like that, you know? Now I'm the crusty piece of shit white guy that's like, not my little girl. Absolutely not. Not marrying one of them. I don't think so. What if she's telling me I'm robophobic or something? You know, that's the fear. What if I'm a robophobe? Because if robophobia is a thing, I'm telling you right now, I am a rampant robophobe. I'm not going to be a closet robophobe. I'm going to be an in-your-face robophobe. Huge part of my brand. I'm going to have a robophobic podcast, probably. And shirts and hats and up that say no robo. That's how robophobic I am. I call them robos. I'm just going to be that guy now, just always complaining. You know, they're just destroying our economy, stealing all our jobs. These robos. I hate them. My wife bought a sex robot. We get cucked by a robo every night, boys. You believe that? I'm right there, babe. Excuse me. Can't compete with that steel. I'm out of commish. It's crazy. I just am afraid that's what's going to make me the guy. I'm just sitting in an unfurnished room, just horse's ass or something, you know? Pissed, furious because of the wokesters. They're after me. I can't leave the house without the PC police on my tail, you know? Can't do anything without being robophobic. It's wokesters. Can't watch RoboCop anymore because you just cop. Everybody shits their fucking pants. I can't do the robot at weddings anymore because it's cultural appropriation. It's going to be all this video surfacing of me just lighting it up at my buddy's wedding. It's like the eighth time that dude did full body robot. Holy hell. That is wildly offensive. I want to make it clear. These are jokes. It's a couple guys. It's a couple alpha males talking shit. Right? Good. I agree. I never want to end a set being preachy or anything, but I do, like, obviously I'm joking around. These are just jokes. I really do. I hate ignorance of all kinds, but I think selfishly I hate homophobia the most, actually, because it hits really close to home to me because I have a brother who's gay. So. Thanks. Yeah. I think he's gay. I tell him he's gay. You guys are very cool. Thanks so much for having me. I'm Henry.